Don't nobody bring me no bad news. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In the movie The Wiz, Eveline, the Wicked Witch of the East, or was it the West? Somebody please let me know. Sang a song, Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News. The English is off, but the point is certainly made. Who really wants bad news anyway? What happens to some of us is that we can keep track of bad news real good. Keep track of the bad news we didn't want in the first place. We can recall when the bad news arrived, who was the messenger, how we felt. We can detail the pain, the hurt, and the anger. Good news, on the other hand, tends to get swallowed up by the bad news. We can have a running list of transgressions and turmoils, but the blessing list seems to get misplaced. Bad news comes unannounced and doesn't care about your already crowded agenda. It comes without an invitation, never at a good time, and tends to stay for a long time. Good news, on the other hand, seems to be over before it's begun. Let's change that, shall we? Every Wednesday since the beginning of Lent, I have shared with you a weekly Lenten assignment. We started out with a Daniel fast, increased prayer time, a technological fast, stop complaining for 24 hours, and so on. This week, beginning today, keep a blessing journal. That's right, a blessing journal. For some of you, journaling is something you do on a regular basis anyway. For others, it's a new deal. So get a notebook, a writing pad, sheets of paper stapled together, a journal book of blank or lined pages. Make a commitment that somewhere during the day, or at least at the end of the day, write down your good news. Write down the things that made you laugh, a time when you were the happiest. Look around you, become observant. Was it the sunshine or the sunset that made your day? The sun on your face, the patter of rain on the roof, a baby's smile, somebody held the door or the elevator just for you, the commuter train was on time, somebody gave you a hug, a kiss, a pat on the back, or brought you a cup of coffee or tea? Write it down. Your blessing journal will help you keep track of your blessings, the good things that happened during the day, a chance meeting that turned into something special, you finished your resume, made it to the gym, got a good workout, there's still gas in the tank, you had some me time, him time, her time, them time, prayer time, and the prayer time was pregnant with possibilities. You forgave someone or forgave yourself. Someone did you a favor. You got paid. The bill wasn't as high as you thought it was. You know, you get the idea. Write down the God moments, the answers to prayers, the miracles, divine intervention, your testimony, God moments, moments where there is no human explanation. It's just a great way to give thanksgiving to God. Richard G. Scott wrote, "Knowledge carefully recorded is knowledge available in time of need." So when that pity party is getting ready to jump out on you and bite you one more again, you can turn to your blessing journal and look at all of the good things that have happened to you during the day. Start to keep track of your blessings and see how it adds up at the end of the day and at the end of the week. You know the song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. Start that blessing journal today. At least get that blessing list started. I'm Vashti McKenzie, blessed and highly favored. This has been your wake-up call.